This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you love locally grown peaches, the kind you see at roadside stands and farmers markets in Alabama, you might want to stock up while you can. Mainly due to weird weather over the winter, there's almost certainly going to be a dip in supply. WBHM's Dan Carson went to peach-famous Chilton County to find out why.
Walking from a hot Alabama day into peach farmer Henry Williams' cooler is an intense sensory experience. The chill air is bracing, and the concentrated peach smell makes my mouth water. But besides the few boxes of fruit, there's something unusual in that cavernous room. Space.
Normally this time of year, we'd be pressed to put everything in here, you know.
So normally this is full?
Yeah, at least two or three days a week, this thing will be full. It ain't even been half full this year.
It's ironic learning about this in a cooler because the main reason there are fewer peaches in Chilton County and across the South is warmth. Appropriately named Jim Pitts heads Auburn University's Chilton Research and Extension Center.
Peaches have a requirement that in order for the peach to develop, they have to have so many hours of cold weather.
But without getting too complicated, this past winter,
we did not have enough chill for the hormones in that tree to trigger, for the flowering to begin, for the leaves to begin. This could be a double whammy because not only do you lose your crop, but we could be losing trees.
Even just riding in Henry Williams' pickup, you can see that double whammy is not hypothetical. Healthy-looking trees and sickly trees are interspersed across his 125-acre orchard.
We're going to lose a lot of trees this year due to the lack of chill.
We get out of the truck where the pickers are working. Some of the trees are relatively heavy with peaches, but many are not.
This tree, there might be 25. Should be 400.
William says he's had good years recently that'll help tide him over, but farmers who haven't will likely have to rely on other sources of income. That's also true of the field workers, who are getting far fewer hours than normal.
It's a pretty detrimental thing because there are growers in our county that have less than 20% of a crop.
And if lots of trees die, there may be a longer-term drop-off, too. It takes 3 or 4 years for a peach tree to start producing. But what about this season?
Between now and the 4th, there's some growers that will basically be finished with the season by then, and normally our season lasts until the end of August.
In other words, there'll be plenty of peaches shipped in from California and other places. But if you like the unique taste of the locally grown fruit, they'll likely cost more, and you might want to get them now. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the
You can see photos from Henry Williams' peach orchard at our website. Just go to WBHM.org.